almost anyone else. You know, just talk about what this was like when you found out they finally got you.
It was just an unbelievable feeling. You know, I knew the interest was there. You know, I saw them at a lot of practices and games, and, you know, just great to land to Chicago. You know, just such a great franchise, you know, great city, great fans. You know, I couldn't ask for a better spot under Coach Thibodeau and, you know, all the great players on their team.
Doug, obviously you can't look at your coach down with your father there on the sideline anymore. How do you feel about Coach Tibbs? How does he relate to your dad? Do you see any similarities there?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that adjustment. You know, I've played for a couple of different coaches playing USA basketball, so it should be a good adjustment, you know. And me and Coach Thibodeau, we got a chance to know each other, you know, at the combine, and I was actually working out in Chicago a little bit, and they were able to see us work out as a group. So I think it'd be great for me. Definitely a defensive-minded, hard-nosed kind of guy, and I think I'm going to fit great with him.
Doug, just what do you envision your role in the Bulls and what you can bring to them?
Yeah, you know, I think I can provide some outside shooting, you know, right from the get-go, and just be able to come off screens and, you know, play off, you know, their superstars, you know, D. Rose and, you know, Joakim Noah and Jimmy Butler and the whole crew. So, you know, I feel like I can fit in right away, and, you know, I'm going to play the role to my best ability and, you know, try to help the team win.
Doug, congratulations. What do you know about this franchise, the history of the Bulls?
You know, I know a lot. You know, just growing up being a fan, a Midwest guy. You know, obviously Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, all those names ring a bell, obviously. And just a great franchise, you know, best fans in the world. And, you know, I'm just really excited, you know, to get to Chicago.
Even when you put on initially the Denver hat, did you have an inkling right away that you were going to be traded, or when after that did you find out?
Yeah, I had a really good idea. You know, my agent was doing work with the Bulls, you know, on the phone, and I wasn't 100% sure that it went through yet. So right when I got my hat, you know, I felt like I was a Bull. But when I got across that stage, you know, I knew maybe that it wasn't finalized or anything. But I found out shortly after that it was a done deal.
Doug, beyond shooting, what do you think are your offensive strengths, and what do you think you need to work on?
You know, I think moving without the ball, and, you know, I think my handle is actually a little better than people think. And, you know, I got to improve in a lot of areas, too. You know, I played in college for 4 years, but that doesn't mean I can't improve. And I think defensively, it would be the biggest adjustment, and there's not a better guy to play for if I want to improve on that end of the floor.
Doug, I think you said before that you went to one of the Bulls playoff games. When you were watching that, the Bulls obviously had a lot of trouble scoring. Did you see how you could kind of fit, even though Derek wasn't there, how you could fit with that team and how you could help them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's crazy, ironic that, you know, I was happy to be at one of their games and not being drafted by them. But, you know, I knew watching that game that I was a perfect fit for them. You know, I just feel like I could bring so much to the table. You know, and obviously now with D. Rose back, you know, I'm going to be able to play off him real well because he draws so much attention. It's going to allow me to get some open shots, you know, like a lot of the shooters have in the league.